WAVPC.
AP9NN mobile monitoring.
JFA, GDW, coming in loud and clear.
Thank you, Station. I appreciate that. 73, have a good day.
It'll be a good day, 73s.
BCW mobile.
I wish I had some better choices. I really need
I need the Home Depot and Lowe's, but not going that direction today.
Well, based on what you described to me that you've been working on the last several weeks, it sounds like you might be due for some unproductive time. But, yeah, get that Home Depot Lowe's run done soon. It ain't going to get any easier to get over there. The nicer the weather gets and the more people that show up in town.
Oh, yeah, I've noticed that, too. Town has been crazy. Ever since the holiday weekend, it's been pretty busy. Pretty much normal summer busy. Can't say I've noticed a reduction. You know, I've been knocking stuff off the list, both around the house. Yeah, the yard's dry enough now to where everything got mowed. She actually got a little bit of a garden planted. We temped up our above ground, you know, planter boxes. They were literally underwater, and it didn't do the lumber any good, but we just shored them up with T-posts, and we're just going to continue to use them this year. There's probably $200 worth of dairy dew in them, so that definitely has to get salvaged. But I'm making some progress on the camper radio system, too. It's part of some of the things I need part-wise. I have a mounting system designed and actually installed on the ladder. There's a roof ladder that gives me endless opportunities for mounting mass. So I have a little GP3 up there now that's going to be pretty quick and easy to come and go. I made my trees. I got to weatherproof those. Then I got to come up with the furniture components about the shelving and all that kind of stuff.
Well, I'd love to hear more about that. Especially whatever plans you have on where you guys are going this year. I'm just about pulling into my destination, though, so I'm going to have to jump off. Before I do, though, I want to tell you your radio is sounding good. I'm assuming you're in your truck right now. A couple weeks ago, it sounded like you were having some issues with it. But you're coming in really nice and clear today.
Well, that's another thing that's on my list is my permanent antenna, but I discovered an issue. I've just been using a VHF quarter wave mag mount, which is what I'm using now, and I'm on the 1.9, by the way. I'm looking across Mullet Lake, and I can see the 7.4, but it's not happy. It's got issues, so until we can get the repeater Prozac over there to get it fixed, I'm trying to stay as much on the 1.9 as I can. So we'll see. As I get closer to Sheboygan, we'll see how it does. But thank you. Yeah, I had two issues. I had a speaker plug issue that I resolved. That was that conversation with Drake when I was on my way back from Dayton, actually, the Sunday night that I was on my way back from Dayton. The other issue I had is I had a Hammy VHF quarter wave that has a little brass or metal ferrule with a hole drilled in it, and it really should have an Allen screw, a set screw to keep electrical contact with the whip, but instead it was just like either a pressed metal connection or maybe a broken solder weld. It was not doing me justice from an RF standpoint, so I found me an actual Motorola curly-tailed quarter wave, replaced that, and solved that problem.
Right on. Hey, got to run. I'll be back in the car probably in another 20. K8BCW.
Okay, I'll be in and out for the next couple of hours. W8RPM.
DMH testing.
See you on DMR 442.5.
Bear with me, Toby. I'm working on some stuff. I need DMH testing. NADMH testing.
NADMH, KVA-SVJ.
Hey, Bob, I'm working on fixing some stuff, but digital patch died. And I fixed it in a really stupid way, which resulted in rebooting it 6 times, and then it decided to behave.
Okay, I just want to call out to you, let you know that you're coming through. KV8SVJ.
Appreciate it, Bob. I can make a couple more adjustments to the audio here, so. You might hear some more noise. Any DMH. Any DMH testing.
KABCW Mobile in Harbor Springs.
Hey Bentley, how you doing? NADMH.
Well, there's a call sign I haven't heard in quite some time. How you doing, Drake?
I'm here at the hotel waiting for, just chilling around doing nothing for, well, until around 2 o'clock. I've been working on various projects that I haven't had time for while I was at home, while I've had other things to do. But now I've been searching for things to do, so. I'm in Diamonddale right now. I got to go down to Litchfield either around 3, and then I get some more downtime until about, and I got to be in Ipsy by 10. And then after that, I go home.
Dang, are you working down that way?
I've been down here since yesterday.
Oh, I didn't realize your company's reach was that far and they made you travel that much. I thought you were just more tip of the mitt kind of guy.
It started that way, and then they were like, well, we need you to go do these things. I'm like, okay.
Well, I can tell you, brother, as a guy who has worked for a company headquartered in Southeast Michigan, I feel your pain, man.
I think the best part now is the fact that I got to go to the WHV MDOC facility. You know what that is? It's going to be interesting.
No, I'm not familiar with what that is. Educate me.
Women's Huron Valley facility for MDOC. So, I don't think I have to go very far in the perimeter to deal with inmates. I don't think I do. Well, actually, I don't. But if they're out and about, I've been told that's where all the crazies are.
Hey, man, on the plus side, you might get catcalled and make you feel better about yourself at the end of the day.
Yeah, I guess there's always that upside.
Hey, man, you need to understand one thing. The mental ones aren't all behind bars.
I'm well aware of that statement.
Yeah, different times these days than they were when I was running around, that's for sure.
Yeah. But anyway, what's Bentley off doing?
Just got my hair cut, so I'm looking sharp again and going back to work.
Well, there you go. I did that, last week? I don't really know. The past 3 weeks have been a blur. So much has happened, and I'm like, I don't remember when I did anything, but I know it's been...
Yeah, well, life gets that way sometimes. Just gotta navigate through it.
Oh, yeah. But, all right, well, I'm going to go here. I'm going to work on some more various projects. This was just one of them, getting the VMR patch going again because it died for some stupid reason. And then it came back for a stupid reason after I had to poke it.
Yeah, I'm almost to my next destination anyway. Are you getting in on the system on DMR then? Is that how I'm hearing you?
Yeah, I'm using my hotspot. So, I changed some audio settings on it, but... because going from radio to radio, different branded DMR radios, the audio level changes all the time. And the software has a auto gain control function. So... hopefully they're all uniform now coming out over analog, because I know when DMR audio gets pretty, it gets pretty crunchy when you start clipping.
Well, just a little feedback on your signal there. You are sounding a little bit muffled. I didn't actually recognize your voice until you threw out your call. You almost sound like you're congested with a cold or something like that. It's pretty muffly.
I blame this radio.
Totally readable, though. Once I knew who it was, I adjusted my ear accordingly and had no problem conversing with you. Hey, I'm going to run. Good catching you. Safe travels back to the land of the free and the home of the brave. Careful while you're down there, and we will catch up with you another time. K-8-B-C-W.
All right, sounds good, Bentley. I'm going to get back to other projects. Anyway.
WAPTC testing.
K8BCW, you are getting in loud and clear.
Yeah, I'm just trying to set up my phone. So I'm planning to go up north tomorrow.
Well, it's sounding good. You're getting in the system, no problems.
Okay, thanks, WABPC.
K8BCW.
WABPC checking with another device.
K8BCW. Yep, still getting in. Sounding great.
Okay, thanks. The network radio looks like a mobile but the depth, it's, you know, the front looks like a mobile radio, but it's only 3 inches deep. Thanks, WAVPC.
WAVPC.
Hey, can you reach mobile? Hey, VMH Mobile.
It'd be 7-OLD Mobile.
Hey, good afternoon, sir. Hey, VMH Mobile.
Good afternoon to you, too. How are you doing today?
Oh, we're on here. Far south. Actually, I don't know where I am at. I'm at right now. I'm just following the GPS to where I gotta go. Way south of Lansingville.
I understand that. God knows what we do without GPS before. Just heading down to Sheboygan. Just crossed the Mackinac Bridge. 57 OLD. Dead.
I didn't really catch a whole lot of that. I'm kind of out here in the middle of nowhere, and it was dropping out a lot, but I think that's on my end. I don't have a very good cell signal, so we'll try it again later. I need VMH Mobile.
Looks like I'm breaking up or not hitting the repeater. So, 73, 57 OLD.
W Mobile.
KKZCW, this is Kilo Kilo Delta 8 Victor India November, looking for a buddy to join up, over.
Yeah, not sure what you mean by that, but yeah, I read you.
Yo, this is Kilo Delta 8 Victor India November. I'm catching the receive signal off from the mile tower, and it doesn't seem to me like any of the transmitters are repeaters anymore, so I don't know. I tried to get into three of them yesterday, and their receive was not picking up my phone signal, over.
Well, you're getting in just fine on, I think you said the mile tower. I'm on the 1-9 in Tekoski on the linked system, and I hear you quite well.
Yeah, I just adjusted some feed line. I snipped some zip strips and took care of the 16-footer. Now I'm messing around with a USB sound card. I'm looking for somebody to join up with and stuff. Like in Air Force stuff. Over.
Yeah, I don't think I can help you with that, but if you want to do some signal tests on getting into the linked repeater system, happy to let you know how you're doing.
Yes. This is Kilo Delta Victor in November. Well, it's nice talking to you. KDAVIN out.
Have a good day, K8BCW.
N9KOP mobile. KW monitoring.
Play some cribbage. I'll have to learn how to play it again.
been a long time. Wife was playing with me because she was getting mad, so that hasn't happened in a while.
Oh, I can teach you. That's no problem. Erickson's going to be a tough sell this time of year just because with him being on call all the time, it's pretty tough. But once you get a date figured out, I will definitely pass it on to him and see if he can swing it.
All right, yeah. I'll try to get some of that hectic business out of the way and get this weekend taken care of. Like, once I get past this weekend, you know, potentially next week, I'll have everything sorted out as to a direction that I'm going, and then, you know, a decision will be made just so that this is what's happening, and I don't have to keep thinking about it. So, and then if it's a wrong decision, well, we figure it out later. Wouldn't be my first bad choice, but, yeah, I'll let you know, and like I said, I'm going to talk to them tomorrow and see what time we're going to do this on Saturday, so I'll get that all figured out. One way or other, we'll meet up. But, yeah, I'm going to finish my episode here and feed the dog some pizza crust, and then I'm going to head in for the night. So I will talk to you down the curly wire, sir. KF8FTE, clear on your final.
All right, my friend. It's always good talking to you. I love catching up with you. And, yeah, we will definitely get something set up and meet up and play a little cards. That sounds like a good thing. And I hope things go well for you this weekend. And look forward to talking to you. Take care of yourself. Tell them ladies I said hello. Hope they're doing well. And we'll talk to you later. K8ZET. Clear.
Good evening. This is the Barf Benzie Amateur Radio Friends Net upcoming. It'll start at 6:30 WARJ. How about 8:30 instead? Good evening. This is the Barf Benzie Amateur Radio Friends Net. I'm W8REJ Rob, and net control for tonight, located in Beulah. The purpose of the net is to provide a weekly exchange of information and ideas among hams and focused on ham radio in and around Benzie County. Okay, we're going to start the check-ins with EchoLink stations, mobiles, and short timers, and those three only at this point. So if you're EchoLink, mobile, or short timer, please call W8REJ with your call sign and your name slowly. Okay, none heard. We'll move on to our general check-ins, and please give me your call sign and your name slowly, please.
KB8SDJ, Bob.
KA4R, Bill.
KF8KK, John.
Okay, I've got KB8SBJ, AA4R, KF8KK. Anyone else?
W8AP, Larry.
You got you, Larry. Anyone else?
KE8FKW.
Okay, FJW, your name?
Brad.
Brad, anyone else? Okay, well, good evening, all. It's been an exciting 2 weeks here. My wife has had eye surgery done on cataract removal for both eyes, and her second eye was done yesterday, and they gave her the official okey-doke today that everything was okay, so... But they wanted to go back next Tuesday to our local eye doctor and have him check it out just for grins. Other than that, I have to apologize for missing the barf breakfast. I had something come up quickly, and I had to take care of it. So anyway, again, I apologize for that. But and John, KFAKK, I do have your duck, so I will get it to you. Okay. All right. That's about all I've got that's fit to print tonight. So we'll start off right here with Bob. KV8SVJ, Bob, take it away and stand by Bill.
Hey, good evening, Rob, everybody else out there on that tonight. This is KV8SVJ. Yeah, I didn't make the breakfast last week either. I was standing on a street corner drinking bikes, yelling at people, having them ignore me. But what a beautiful week it's been. Oh my goodness. Last couple of days I've been getting my trailer ready, getting it unwinterized, getting ready to go. Going to go down Fort Custer, do some camping. So Larry, if you want me to say hi to anybody, I'll say hi. They're having at Fort Custer on the first Saturday of the month at Lawler Lake in Fort Custer, they're having a POTA. And I'm going down there and check in with those guys, so maybe some of the guys you know, Larry. I probably won't be doing any POTA, but I'll just go down there and check them out, say hi to them. And I think that's all I got for this round. I'll come up with something for next round. KB8FCJ.
Okay, Bob, very good. Yeah, it's get down there and do a little camping. I think you'll enjoy that. That's for sure. Let's see, Mr. Bill, AA4R, take it away. Stand by, John with an H.
Okay, W8RAJ in the net, AA4R. Well, Rob, we missed you on Saturday. We had four of us there, and we had a good time. But we would have liked to have had your company. And Bob, sorry you weren't able to be there, but thanks for participating in the bike ride. I understand it was a success overall, so hope you didn't have any difficulties in the traffic control. And let's see, I ran the CQ Worldwide WPX contest over the weekend on CW, and got my fill of that for the week, that's for sure. Otherwise, we're doing okay. Thank you, Rob. KFAKK, AA4R.
Hey, Bill, very good. I'm glad you're back. It's good hearing your voice on the frequencies. All right, John, KFAKK, take it away and stand by Larry.
Okay, very good, guys. KFAKK here. And that was a small but nice bar breakfast last week. And both you, Bob, and Rob were missed. And Anna's going to give you a piece of her mind. She had to eat your breakfast. Otherwise, it went bad. And yes, it sure is a beautiful, beautiful week. I just had a trip down to Lansing yesterday and back for a Michigan Broadcasting Convention. Seminar, actually. And I was thinking of Larry as I passed Marilla Road there on 115. And one thing I want to comment to you guys is that I've noticed in Benzie and Manistee County, particularly, you know, taking the road south from Honor to 677 down to 115 and then that all the way down, I see an awful lot of tent caterpillar nests in the trees. And it makes me think fearfully of that period, I guess it was eight or nine years ago when we had the tent caterpillar invasion up here where they pretty much denuded the trees. If you were laying on the ground changing the oil in your car, you would find like a dozen of them crawling up your legs as you were getting up. I remember seeing that type of stuff back then, and I fear we might be going through another round of it coming. I removed two tent caterpillar nests here about a week or so ago, but it doesn't seem to be very much here yet. But I was quite surprised at what I saw going down 115. So, bah humbug. So back to you, Rob, and congratulations to your wife, the woman with the bionic eyes. That's excellent. Excellent indeed. And Bob, good luck enjoying your Fort Custer relaxation. Yeah, the weather should be good. W8RJ, KF8KK.
Okay, John, very good. Yeah, it's... I have to apologize. This thing came up real quick, and I didn't have too much choice. I had to go. So, anyway, Larry, WNAP, take it away and stand by Brad.
Okay, Rob, W8REJ and the group, this is WNAP, Larry, and Bill, AA4R, like I emailed you, I heard you on twice. The first time I heard you, and I don't remember what band it was, whether it was 40 meter or 20 meter, anyway, I tried to call you after you had finished with your contact, but you were probably pretty quick on the draw and it changed frequency. And I ended up with 319 contacts, all search and pounce, as I just can't pick out those calls, you know. Kudos to those that can get the call, you know, the first time, the only time, and you know, and when I call, that's pretty good. Anyway, so my antenna is just a N-fed half wave, 10 meter through 40 meter, inverted L, long wire, if you will, and I do have an 80 meter addition on it from the ARRL. I bought their 80 meter extension, which is had to wrap a coil. On a PVC pipe, and anyway, got it attached and got it up in the air. So and today I finished putting up my 38 foot telescoping fiberglass pole that I have a wire connected to the top, so it's basically it's just a vertical. We'll see how that works out. W8REJ from WNAP.
Very good, Larry. I understand you were working on that antenna for a while. I'm glad you finally got it up there. So, alrighty, we will move to Brad here, and then we'll take a standby. KE8FJW. Brad, take it away.
Good evening, everyone. This is Brad, KE8FJW, way up here in the Sioux. It was a beautiful day. My oldest graduated from 8th grade, so that's good. Now she needs to move on to the high school, so there you go. Other than that, it was a beautiful day up here, 80-some degrees, and I think we were down to about 77 or somewhere in there, and 72, I guess, so it's starting to cool off, which is way better than 80-something, so. So very good. Yeah, it was an exciting day for the Polar guys there. 300-some contact, that's quite amazing. Wow, somebody was busy. All right, we'll catch you on the next round. KEFGW, back to net.
Okay, Brad and Sue, thanks for checking in this evening. All right, folks, this is the Barf Benzie Amateur Radio Friends Net. I am W8REJ and located in Beulah, Michigan, downtown. Is there anyone that would like to join the Barf Net at this point? Please come slowly with your call sign and your name, please. Okay, nothing heard. Back to the top here. Bob, excuse me, KBA, SVJ, and standby Bill.
Yeah, John, you mentioned those tent caterpillars. I have this large tree in my yard. I don't know what it is. The tree is brown. Got green leaves on it. I don't know. But there's like several of those tent caterpillar nests in there. Some are low, some are high. But there's quite a few of them. In my garage, across the garage floor, at any given time, there's a dozen just inching their way across the floor. I don't know what to do about them. I might take a torch and burn them out of there and set the tree on fire. I don't know if there's a spray or what you can do for them, but I definitely don't want it. Around my house, I got, you know, 99% of the trees is red pines. And I think the only thing that hurts them is the woodpeckers. But there are some other hardwoods mixed in there, but not that many. But yeah, I don't want my trees to all die either, so I don't know what to really do about them. So back to you, Rob, KBA-SCJ.
Hey, Bob, very good. Yeah, I can't remember how many years ago it was, but they decimated a lot of trees in downtown Beulah, including mine. They took the top of it out, and the neighbors, they took almost all of it down. And, you know, a flamethrower would be a good idea if it didn't burn the tree down. So, yeah, it's they're a real pain in the wazoo, that's for sure. So, all right, Bill, AA4R, and stand by John with an H.
Hey, do that, RAJ in the group, AA4R. Well, you know, when I came up from North Carolina, of course, in this part of the country, the leaves were not on the trees, so you didn't have to worry about the didn't see the caterpillars. But in West Virginia, there were lots of caterpillars in the trees there. And my wife commented about it, seeing that along the interstate there. But most of the trees around my house here are pines and spruces and stuff like that, so they don't have the caterpillars to worry about. But I'll keep my eyes open. But they are a real nuisance. And other than taking a kerosene wrapped stick and sticking it on them, I don't have none of the words you get rid of them. Chopping them down and stomping on them. maybe KFAKK can give us some remedy there. Everybody have a good week, and good to hear everybody again. And we'll be here next Wednesday. W8REJ, A4R.
Very good, Bill. Thanks for checking in, and we're looking forward to seeing you or talking to you next week. We ought to get together for lunch again one of these days, too. So, all right, KF8KK, John, take it away. Stand by Larry.
Okay, very good. Well, first of all, congratulations to Brad's daughter. That's great, getting through grade eight, and wow, she's sort of see the light at the end of the tunnel. That was sort of how I looked at when I graduated eighth grade. Of course, it was still a distance away, but it's always great when they make the path into high school from grade school. And the caterpillars. Yeah, I don't remember there being any really good cures for that, other than putting aluminum or something like that around your tree trunk and putting
sticky on it so that they got stuck in it as they climbed down the trunk to get to the ground. Of course, some of them will just fall off the branches. But it was pretty much, I don't want to say girdling the tree because that will kill the tree, but it was pretty much putting some sort of belt around the tree that they would get stuck in as they tried to crawl down, the ones that didn't fall off the tree. And we had stuff like that on Long Island, and that was back when I used to live there, and that was what the authorities told you to do. I don't know if it was what was done here. I do know there was a spot on a particular road just north of 31. I travel that fairly often. Indian Hill Road, just north of 31, there's a couple of trees there. I seem to remember seeing a couple of, like, aluminum things around it a few years ago for that, but how effective that is, I don't know. Back when I lived on Long Island, there was a late 90s woman that lived next to me, old Minnie Hadlin, and she was pretty bright for her age, and she was going out there, and she would manually pick them off as they were coming down the tree and throw them into a little bucket with chlorine bleach. And that's a lot of work. In my case, I was able to just cut the small branches off because they were really close to the ground. I took a torch to them after I cut them off, and it was, you know, against the concrete background. But I had trouble with my propane torch, wasn't quite full. So I clipped it a little bit more and found some semi-stale gasoline and soaked them in that, and that did them in. So, yeah, there's a lot of different things, and usually they're pretty crude. All right. Well, best of luck. None of us are looking forward to that infestation happening again, certainly the trees, because they pretty much, that year that they were infested all around here, it was, you know,
node
came out,
five,
and a couple
eight,
weeks later, it was
three,
as if they never came
four,
out at all.
One,
and they
zero,
partially came
time
back
out
again. But, oh, sorry, I timed it out. Back to you, Rob.
Okay, John, not a problem. Yeah, I wondered if we could get those moths to go down and learn to love kudzu. That would be that would be a wonderful thing, get rid of some of the kudzu down there, too. So, okay, let's see. We are at Larry. Okay, WNAP. Larry, take it away, and stand by Brad.
Okay, again, Rob, W8REJ, and the group, this is WNAP. Well, I fully intended to go to the breakfast this past Saturday. The problem is I didn't have transportation. My wife took the car up to Marathon Automotive up in Traverse City to have the tires, the winter tires changed out and the summer tires put on. And she told them about some various things going on in the car. And so they kept the car and just got it back today. So it's been without vehicle transportation here for about a week. And, so, yeah, that's the way it goes. Well, you know, there's always next month, or this month, except it's field day, the last Saturday of the month, so I don't think I'll be making it to the breakfast. Well, 7-3, everybody. Hope you have a good day tomorrow and the rest of the week. W8REJ from WNAP.
Very good, Larry. Thanks for checking in. And, yeah, it's, that's right. It is field day weekend, isn't it? So, well, we've had the bar breakfast there and had quite a few people actually show up on that day. So, we'll see what happens. We'll be there. And if you come, you come. If you don't, you don't. So, there you go. All right, Brad, we'll get to you here in just a second, and then we'll do a standby after, for the second go-around here. KE8FJW, take it away.
KEFTW returning for, yeah. Well, I heard a few things. I could comment on the little tent worms, army worms, caterpillars, whatever it's called. Yeah, I had about 15, 20 years ago, a friend told me a little, what was it, biological insecticide that when they eat the leaf, it kills them. So, ever since then, I've been using it, and it does the trick. That's for sure. I spray all my little trees I got around my yard here. So, most of the yard is lilacs and pussy willow trees, and I planted some maple trees and the quaking aspen trees are the ones that like to take over. But there you go. Other than that, man, one of these days, maybe I don't know. Of course, I said that for the Traverse City, too. They always have breakfast on one of their restaurants days, too. But I never make it down there. It's just too far away for me to travel. So if I'm ever in the area on the breakfast day, I guess I'll have to make it down there. Probably not, though. But anywho. With that, we'll say everybody have a good rest of their day there. It's a beautiful one up here. Oh, Willie Street just went by. That's different. And, yeah, we'll say 73. Catch you all next week, hopefully. This is Brad, KE8FTW, 73.
Okay, Brad, very good. Thanks for stopping by, and we will look for you again down the road here some other Wednesday. Okay, this is the Barf Benzie Amateur Radio Friends Net, W8REJ here. Is there anyone who would like to join the net before we close? If so, come with your call sign and your name slowly, please. Okay, I'd like to thank everyone that checked in this evening. The BarfNet meets again every Wednesday evening at 8:30 on this frequency or on your repeater, whichever, and your link. And in addition to the net, as we said earlier, we meet for the Barf Breakfast the last Saturday of the month at the Platte River Inn in downtown Honor at 9 a.m. So anyway, Brad, you're right. From the Sioux down here, it's a heck of a hike. Okay. I've been the other way, so there you go. Anyway, that's it for this evening. Return of the repeater to normal operation. That's clear. This is W8REJ, and we'll say 7-3, and God bless everybody that can hear my voice. Good evening.